transparent rabbit hutches. And now, Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell on The Phil Henry Show. West of the Rockies, there's a little diner where they serve a mean catfish sandwich. East of the Rockies, please remember me to the girl who lives there. You see, she has a coat so warm to keep her from the howling wind. And now, Art Bell.
And thank you, Ross Mitchell, and a very pleasant good morning. Across America, around the world, globally intercepted by perhaps beings from another world, this is Coast to Coast AM, and I am Art Bell. We bring back again this evening General Johnson Jameson to try to wrap up this very tired bit, which we started last night and then ran out of time. General Jameson is at his Saskatchewan bunker complex, where he is going to enter into the brain of an advertising executive who is an alcoholic. Hence, you'll hear the sound effects of oceans. Water running, meaning that you're sort of swimming in the man's brain. Is that correct, General Jameson?
Yeah, that's correct, Art. And I, I'm so bored with this bit.
Well, let's just do this, okay?
Well, the idea is there's a series of hieroglyphics that I'm looking at. Here, Igor, fire up the Wayback Machine.
What do you mean, the Wayback Machine?
I bought it from Poindexter and the Professor. Just go ahead. Yes, I'm here now on the sandy beaches of this drunk's brain. And, Art, I'm looking at these strange hieroglyphics carved into the neuron pathways of his mind. Wait a minute, what are those?
Hey, man, they look like windmills.
Of course, they're the windmills of his mind.
Wah, wah, wah.
That's very clever, General Jameson. Very clever indeed.
Thank you. All right. Now, I'm looking at the hieroglyphics, and if your listeners can help me interpret what these mean, we could unlock the mystery of why advertising executives want to promote Thanksgiving in the middle of September.
General Jameson, can you make out the engravings there on the neurons?
Yes, I can. They are a series of letters, and I will tell you that letter number 28 is a T.
Letter 28 is a T, as in Tom?
As in Tom, as in Turkey, or as in Tom Turkey. Look out.
Hey, man.
All right, Igor, back off, man. Just quit breathing that clam sauce on me, man. Igor, letter 28 is a T. Letter number 8 is an A. Letter 8 is an A.
Letter 8 is an A, as in...
A. Letter number 1 is also an A. Letter number 1 is also an A, as in letter number 8. Letter number 3 is a G.
Letter 3 is a G, as in don't shoot G-Man.
Very good, Art. Very historical, although completely unrecognizable cultural reference. Got it. Letter number 17. Letter number 17 is an. Oh God, I can't read my own writing. Help.
Let me see if I can make this out. It's an E.
Yes, it's an E. Letter 17 is an E. Why, I don't, what is this? What's letter number, anyway, letter number 27 is an E.
Letter 27 is an E.
Yes, letter 27 is an E. Letter number, 18 is an I. Am I right about that? Letter 18 is an I?
I don't know. I'm checking now with Mark Newman, the engineer of the Phil Henry Show, who's also engineering our program.
Yes, okay. Letter 18 is an I. Thank God. Oh, thank you, God. Igor, we did it.
Yeah, baby.
Will you put away the needleworks, please? For God's sake, this
is he shooting up?
Again. Letter number 22 is an S. Letter number 22 is an S. Now, which letters do I need now? Letter number 11 is a J. Letter number 11 is a J.
All right, letter number 11 is a J. I haven't been marking these off either, so I don't know where we are.
Letter number 7 is an H.
Letter 7 is an H. Letter 7 is an H as in...
heroin. Letter number, I'm sorry, but you know, when you've got an assistant who's got, he's had this smack mule, he gets a good price.
All right.
And now we have letter number 13 as a Y. Letter 13 as a Y, as in why. Why does it take 2 days to complete this bit?
All right, letter Y is, letter number 13, rather, is a Y.
Letter number 12 is an O.
Letter number 12 is an O.
Letter number 26 is a K.
Letter number 26 is a K.
Letter number 25 is a C.
As C as what? S E E?
No, a C as in cat. S E E. What about that, Igor?
Yo! Man, Bill!
All right. Letter number 23 is a P. P. As in Porky P. Pig.
All right, letter number 23 is a P. Now, I'm not sure, but let's just go through them again here. Now, we have letter... what is letter number 6?
Letter number 6 is an E. Letter number 5 is an R. Letter number 4 is an O. Wait a minute, let's turn the ocean back on.
Okay.
And,
boy, we're hitting it on all cylinders tonight, aren't we?
Will you talk about hitting it, speak for yourself. Now, I also have letter number... 11, and that's a J. Letter number 11 is a J. Letter number 20 is an... I can't read that. It's an H. Letter number 20 is an H.
Well, I think probably one of the problems is having so many letters, huh?
Well, that's not my brain. It's a freaking guy that works for Procter & Gamble. I mean, just a, you know, a guy that...
Yeah, okay. Anything we're missing?
Well, let me see. Letter 16 is an L. Letter 17 is an E. Letter 15 is an O. Letter 14 is an H. Letter 13 is a Y. I think that should have us covered, although I could be wrong. I'm General Johnson Jameson, and I'm in a lot of pain.
Okay, man. Well, hold the line there. Pardon me. General Johnson Jameson, now if you can unlock the key to that hieroglyphic, you win a Phil Hendry Show CD. All you have to do is call this number now, 1-800-449-8686. I'm Art Bell, and we'll be back after this from Peenemann Enterprises on the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
And now more of Art Bell with Coast to Coast.
Good Lord, Ross. It's come to that, huh? Ross Mitchell dances out of the studio in a pair of what look to be Capizio shoes. Thank you very much, Ross. This is Art Bell, and welcome back to Coast. On the line, inside the mind of an alcoholic advertising executive, is General Johnson Jameson, along with his sidekick, Igor. And
Whoa. He's not a sidekick. He's a laboratory assistant. You know, I don't, Wow, man, you know, it's kind of nutty, you know.
Have you been into Igor's works?
Maybe. Maybe not. All depends how you look at it. Yeah.
General Jameson obviously is nodding off, so we'll have to get to the answer to this very interesting hieroglyphic. General Jameson, take it away.
All right, go to the phones, Art, and who do you have?
This is Chuck. Welcome to the Art Bell Coast to Coast Show. Chuck, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you, Art?
Very, very good. General Jameson is with us.
Hello, Chuck. This is General Johnson Jameson. At one point, I was an employee of the CIA until they they doctored my files and said I was a schizophrenic. They'll go to any length to obviously discredit a man. But now I'm here in the mind of an alcoholic advertising executive, and I read off the hieroglyphic code. Chuck, can you tell us what that code says?
Yes, it's... Al Gore has a joy hole in his pocket.
Al Gore has a joy hole in his pocket. Art, do your findings corroborate that?
Yes, they do.
Igor?
Yeah, man.
Chuck, you're the winner. Word up, baby. Ain't we got fun now?
Well, Chuck, you're the winner of a Phil Hendry Show Best of CD. Al Gore has a joy hole in his pocket. And Chuck, why don't you hold the line? We'll get all your information, all right?
Okay.
All right, and how are you feeling tonight?
Don't talk to him. He doesn't want to talk to you. He wants to win his prize and get back to his old lady or whatever.
Sorry, Chuck. I didn't mean to take up your time.
Jesus.
Hold on, Chuck, okay?
Yeah.
Chuck, I apologize. This is General Jameson. Sad.
This has been Coast to Coast with Art Bell. Special guest star General Johnson Jameson and his assistant Igor.
And when you get the chance,
you are the dancing queen, young and tender. Art Bell's Coast to Coast is also brought to you by Alpo. Alpo, it's what every dog really wants. Wardrobe provided by Snell of Hollywood. Oh, you can. I don't know the words, but I saw it on Broadway. It was great.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Mr. Henry.
Thank you, Phil. Thank you. There's Art Bell and General Johnson Jameson. Finally get that bit over with. Good God. So there you go. That's Art. What is it? Art Bell has a joy hole? No. Al Gore has a joy hole in his pocket. And the winner of the Best of CD is Chuck. I forgot to ask the cat what city he's in. Where he's living, man. I don't know. You know, he's probably out there someplace. Where's it?